The Chavis Halvovas is talking about the benefits of bitochen. So he says, umehen, the benefits in Torah and the benefits in life, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, page 11. Umehen, shabaitech beilukim, yivienu havtochosoy olov, shaloi yavoid lizulosoy. He's not going to work for anybody else. He doesn't, now I guess, Yavoid, I don't think that means he won't take a job working for someone else. But he isn't going to become an Eved. He's not going to be Meshubit. If he takes a job, I have a boss, the boss fires me, I say, there's a God in the world, and, you know, it wasn't for you that I was really, it wasn't upon you that I was dependent. So he says, Lo Yavoid, that's a lotion of Abdus Zulosoy, anyone other than Hashem. Not going to serve anyone else. I'm not going to be dependent on him. And he's not going to hope to any person. You know, in our business, when you have an appointment with someone, you know, and they say 80% of the success in a solicitation is the appointment. You know, you got the appointment already. The guy is going to give you something. So, and the guy doesn't. I was counting on him. Lo yikave le'ish. No. You make an appointment with a person, you're not hoping to him, you're hoping to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Very, very, very important. Because we tend to do the opposite. We tend, the person is, and the test is, he didn't give and I'm disappointed. We're disappointed. You're not hoping to him, you're not relying on him. He's not the Baldover. He can't do anything. It's all Hashem. So, no, Teres says, I thought you were the shliach. No, Hashem has a harbi shluch lamokim. So why are you upset? Because a little bit I was mekave le'ish. I didn't have the fullest bitochen. But with the fullest bitochen, this person, kamat doesn't exist. Now, I think I mentioned here once, maybe not too long ago, but once when we started a new board, because we separated from a high school in the Los Angeles days, so the Rosh Hashiva came down to the meeting and told the Balabatim that they have nothing to worry about, that there's a shutuf, and the shutuf takes care of everything, and you shouldn't worry. So a few months later, I needed some money. I needed $1,000 the next day, and was at a meeting. I told the guy who was at that previous meeting, I said, you know, maybe I have $1,000. Says, yeah, and he takes out the, you know, counting his $100 bills. But where's the shutuf? And I, in my youth, in my naivete, said, what do you care if the shutuf gives it to me this way or another way? Because I was pretending. I don't think it was real. I don't know. But I looked at you, not anybody. I'm not hoping to you. You're just the shutuf's representative. He was, of course, very offended. I'm giving you my hard-earned money, and you're thanking the shutuf. So you have to, in the Hakoras HaTov, you got to look at the person as if he's the entire Baldova. Well, but the emes is a real Baal Bitochen, lo yikave le'ish. He's not hoping to the person, and if the person doesn't give him, he's not disappointed, because it has nothing. Lo yiyachel livnei odom. Now, the exact difference between these two things, I don't know. It's
between kivui and
yichol. Yeah, well, I know the difference. Kivui and yichol are both forms of hope, but I guess yichol is more awaiting. So, it's not only you're not hoping, you're not even awaiting. Let's say I'm not hoping. I'm really relying on Hashem, but I'm waiting for you to do it.
Is kivui more like dependency, like dependent? No,
kivui. The loshon kivui is the simplest loshon of hope. Yichol is more of a loshon of yachel Yisrael el Hashem. You're waiting. You're waiting. So. I'm not makave, I'm not hoping to you, and I'm not even yachel bnei odom. I don't wait for any people. I'm dealing directly with the boss. I mean, think about it. What a brocha it is to be able to bypass all of the agencies and all of the shluchim and all of the opposition and all of the politicians and all of the protexia and all of the red tape. I deal directly with the Baldover. And that's the way I look at it. I am talking to you. I'm talking to you, but I know that it's the Baldover who speaks through you. And if you disappoint me, I don't get disappointed, because I'm relying on the Baldover. So you are in reality, and it sounds so coarse, you are in reality nothing. I mean, present company excluded, and people listening to us over here. But no, because it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not going to hope to anyone. I'm not going to await anyone. And I won't be disappointed if anyone doesn't respond, because that's not what I'm counting on. I deal directly with the boss. Okay. V'lo yavdeim lihisratzus aleihem. Maybe I'm going to serve them to find favor in their eyes. Oy, 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 oy. We do this sometimes, you know. Now, we do what? I got to find favor. If I find favor, then you're going to treat me favorably. Oh, but, what do you mean? But you're not. The favor in your eyes is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this poses, I think, a bit of a problem, because the line between Hishtadlus and his lotion of Elo Yavdeim Lehisratzus, he's not going to serve them to get them to that he should be desirous to them that they want to help him. So, because you do have to do certain things, a gift sometimes to a potential donor can make a difference. I know people that work in service agencies, and they provide, you know, they do deals on behalf of the city or the state or the government or something. When it comes to holiday season, they get a lot of gifts because people want to remember, hey, I want the contract, you know, we're good friends. So I would say that there could be a certain amount that's normal hishtadlus, but he uses a strong lotion, lo yavdeim, don't become their servants. In other words, again, from the framework of a potential donor, that's the world that I live in, not the business world, but there's a limit to what we're going to do. I'm not your Eved. If a person serves me, well, one person, that's why it's not kedai to borrow money, because when you borrow money, Chazal say, Eved loyve le'ish malve. If you owe the man money, you're like an Eved, because you owe him, you got it. But like this, I'm soliciting you, but I'm not your Eved. He said, well, please, you know, I would like you, could you, okay. Or like this wasn't a solicitation, but someone said something to me today. I used a little name dropping to get someone to agree to some program that we want to do. So the guy answered, he said, well, you know, since that person has done so much for us, or continues to do so much for us, and what you're asking is good, so therefore, I'm agreeable. So it's like, if what they're asking is good, and it's a good thing to do, fine. For example, let's say you had a donor in my situation, and he asked, please, can you, my kid is in trouble, can you help me out with my kid? I would do that if you weren't a donor. That's a proper thing to do. Of course I should help you out with your kid. That's not, I assume that that's below yavdeim lehisratzus say, look, I am not becoming your Eved. I'm not serving you. But if you say, can you please, you know, I'm this big donor. He's a very, you know, six, maybe seven figure donor. Says, I need someone to come clean my house on Tuesday afternoon. Could you, the cleaning lady is not around this week. Can you? That's, you know, that's not a reasonable hishtadlus. That's like, that's avdus. That's yavdeim. So there a person say, I work for Hashem. Are you not going to give me money? You weren't going to give it to me anyway because it's all coming from Hashem. Hashem will send it through someone else. And you want to know something else? If he wants, he'll send it through you even if I don't do it. So it becomes irrelevant. So okay.
What is the balance?
What?
How do you know which one is you being lazy? And you
well, so that's why I think
maybe
this...
Maybe my kavod tells me that okay. I should be machni at the door when I really should.
Well, no. It's not already covered. It's already, it's not nice. Someone comes and asks me, come. Okay, get some more. Please come and clean my bathrooms. Okay, come on.
So let's do something.
You want me to vacuum your living room, maybe. You know, there's a limit. That's we have to use judgment.
What's the next one? What's the flattery?
Oh, yachnevem something.
The gifts for this. That's
No. Chanifa means like this. Chanifa, we had Chanifa, I think, in the same thing. And there were a lot of these things are parallel to what we had in the Beis Halevi. Chanifa is... The concept of Chanifa is I declare someone good when they're really bad. Or I say, you have this one, you're such a humble human being and you're really a Balgaiva. You're such a kind person. You really got this cruel streak in you. You're such a impatient person. I say, your savlonus, your patience is that of a saint. You know, like this is, that's Chanifa. Because, and really what Chanifa is doing, you're saying something nice to the person, but you're falsifying the Torah. That's really the Isur of Chanifa. Chanifa means you're falsifying the Torah because I'm saying about you that you're a big tzaddik. In reality, you're not. So it's not so much to say, make a guy feel good, that's not Chanifa. You know, make it, that's okay. But not to make a guy feel good when you're saying about someone who is evil that he's good, or has someone who has a terrible meter that he's not. You know, I mentioned once...
Korasatov is not flattery.
No, Korasatov is not. And something else is not. Reb Moshe Paskin, they had a shiloh. I remember seeing the tshuva years ago that the giving, I think it was a shiloh of giving psicha denila to a person who was not religious, wasn't Shomer Shabbos. So Reb Moshe wrote it, that's not Chanifa. Why? Because everyone knows that he paid a top dollar for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying he's a tzaddik.
Right.
I'm saying he gave money. You know, he may be a Baal Tzedakah, but that he is. That's not Chanifa. He is a Baal Tzedakah. He's giving money. He paid 10,000 bucks for it. You know, what does it go for here? 50,000. I don't know. Okay. So Mamela, I'm not saying something. I'm not corrupting the Torah values. Chanifa is like corrupting the Torah values. Okay. So
you said below Yavdim, just on a simpler level, you don't feel meshubit to not clean his bathroom, just on a simple level. You don't feel a certain shiba to the person because, you know, motivated by the fact that I'm relying on you for something.
No, it's Ratzas. No, I'll do something to curry favor in your eyes. How does he translate here? Do you have the translation?
It's Ratzas.
He will not see a need
favor.
To. What? Oh, it says curry. Oh, very nice.
Yes, that's what he's favor. Meaning. It's not like you ask him to do something, like you need something. You ask him for something, and he says, "Oh, come clean my bathroom." He's going to do it. You want to develop a relationship with a person, so you'll go out of your way to do them favors. You'll go out of your way with the goal of getting curring favors so that he can give you what you need.
Certain favors you do because that's normal hishtablos.
Right, I'm just saying, but it's not limited. But you could do a favor that's normal hishtablos.
Okay.
Because like you said, because it's something you want to do, or you could do that normal hishtablos.
Okay, all right, you're right. I don't know, that's why the gather is not very clear. It should be something that's normal hishtablos, normal doing, but not something that's inappropriate. For example, a zokin
v'loy lefi chibur. It could be an inappropriate thing, but you're not doing it to curry favor with the guy. That's what I'm saying.
Inappropriate?
Someone could ask you to do backbreaking labor, but you could be a nice guy to help. It's not motivated because I'm only
okay.
Doing it
so then
I
you're not.
Help.
Then maybe you're not. I don't know. But if you're doing it for that purpose, then
maybe, but it could be anything.
Okay,
that's
so
my
good.
Point.
So
it's not cleaning his bathroom. It could be
It could be less than that too. Okay, it could be less than that too. But a person has to judge. But oftentimes, you're right. If it's something I would do for anybody, then that's not. I'm not doing it to find favor in his eyes. But if it's something, it's like, he uses the word lo ya'avdim. Avdim is the sheirish is avdus. Avdus means I'm beholden, I'm obligated.
Beholden could be something difficult and inappropriate or even
something appropriate. No, something appropriate.
You could help do something even if it's
something
more
appropriate.
Difficult or more stretched.
But if you went to help his son because you felt that the motivation behind helping his son was not purely to help, is because I need a curry favor with them. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. If you're doing the thing that you're doing is good, I don't know. Then it's not. I'm doing mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's not helping someone, I think that it's hard to paskin shaylus halacha lemaisa from this, but that's the general principle. Okay. V'lo yaskim imoyim bilti avidus v'elikim. I'm asking to them. This happens often too, you know. They come along and they tell you these bizarre hashkofas or bizarre hanhogis or things that are really, and you're afraid. Oh, I can't tell them the truth. If I tell them the truth, I may lose my my influence over there, lose my contact, lose my parnosa. Can't let a person. If the dina of toichocha are that you're mechuyev to be mechiyach, then you're mechuyev to be mechiyach. And if not, what you're really saying is, I'm afraid to lose the parnosa, which means I'm saying I'm relying on him and not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If according to Dine, sometimes according to Dine Tochocha, you're not mechuyev, or you shouldn't do it, or it's not going to help, it's just going to make things worse. But that has to be done, kifi the halacha of Teichocha, or whatever other aspect of Avedis Elikim, but not happy masking him. And emesis, sometimes you don't want to get involved. You avoid it, you don't respond. But to say, oh yeah, that's fair. That's a beautiful idea, and you know it's kfira. You know, and this happens often, you know. It's the mamish kfira. So if
that
it's...
That was a question. Question.
Oh, but there may not be chanifa. There may be
no, I'm saying, but if you stick up for what's right, sometimes you put your job on the line.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go. Their things, yeah. Whatever, I'm not afraid of them. Whatever they do, they're gonna get me to lose my job. I'm not afraid. You can get me to lose my job. You can't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the job. He'll take the job from me. He signs the checks. He takes care of the bonuses. He does everything. I'm gonna be afraid for what you have to do. No fear. I'm not afraid to argue with them. And if there's an argument, if the argument has to be argued, then we'll argue. I'm not afraid of you because you have no power, but that's not enough. If you have no power, that's one thing. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wields all the power, including anything that apparently you seem to have. So really, there's nothing. So there's nothing to be afraid of. And no, avol yispashet mi bigdei toivosom v'torech hoidoosom v'chivas tagmulom. And he will therefore become, undress himself. He'll relieve himself. He says, able to throw off of himself the heavy garments you hear that weigh on the person, and then he doesn't have the burden of thanking them and the obligation to repay them because he knows that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is a very I think significant line that we have to stop on for a moment, because there is an obligation of Hakaras HaTov. There is. And that's what we have to do. But he doesn't have this, the Lashon he uses, Yispashe mi bigdei toivosom v'teirach hoidoosom v'chivas tagmulam. It weighs heavy on him because of the fact, not because they were agents to bring around about good, which they were, but because they're the Balei Dvorim. And if not, it's not going to happen. They won't happen again. They won't, no, you don't have anything. You owe them nothing. All you owe them is HaKoras HaTov for being the agents of bringing about. And that's Parshat Chovos HaLevavos says that in another place, that when somebody gives me something, really it's from Hashem. And I don't owe him anything for the gift. I owe him for the Rotzen HaTov that he decided to be the Shliach Hashem who's going to deliver that gift. So for that, I do. HaKoras HaTov, HaKoras HaTov. You had a Rotzen HaTov to give. And same thing with stock or with donations. The money comes from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. Liya kesev, liya zov, amar Hashem. Hashem is peisech es yodech umasbiya l'chol chai rotzoin. He does it himself. Not even on the day Shliach, as I'll say. But Lamaisa, you had the Rotzen HaTov. You volunteered to be the Shliach. It's like, I volunteered, you know, Hashem says, hey, I have to give this guy a lot of money today. Who would like to be the volunteer? Oh, I want to be the volunteer. Okay, now, I have to thank you for being a volunteer. But it's a different level of burden on me, whether I thank you for being, you delivered $1 million. You delivered $10 million. Today, $100 million, okay?
You think so, it's the same level, a million and 10 million?
No, I don't know. I'm saying a million today is nothing. Agent. Listen, you know how I know a million is nothing? Because 50 years ago, there was a jingle, chock full of nuts is a heavenly coffee, better coffee, millionaire's money can't buy. Then I haven't heard that for many years. Then a couple of years ago, I heard it on the radio again. Are you looking it up? Yeah, chock full of nuts is a heavenly coffee, the same exact tune, I remember it like yesterday. better coffee. Billionaires' money can't buy. So it went from millionaires to billionaires in 40 years. So and that's just today. Anyways, $1 billion he delivers. So Mitzarechod, he did not give you the money. The money is from Hashem, and you thank Hashem. And even the thanking of Hashem, Hashem doesn't need thanks. But we need to thank Hashem to appreciate that it comes from him. When we say, we're not saying to Hashem, oh, thank you, I appreciate it so much. No, I don't want you to appreciate it. I want you to realize it so you'll further connect with me, so you'll further rely on me, so you'll realize, ki le'olam chastoy, and you'll have bitochon in my chesed in the future. But to the person, we have to thank for the rotzen hatoiv. But the truth of the matter is,
about the flip side,
the rotzen hatoiv is not as... It's not his pay. It's the money I'm not thanking him for. The rotzen hatoiv.
What about when someone does you wrong? If you don't really have to, you can't really be upset at him.
Same fact. Chaim Salvador says exactly
so
that.
So you can be upset at his rotzen.
Yeah, that's right. But you know something? It's a lot less upsetting if you thought to do me bad and you didn't do it, or if you actually did it.
I'm saying if
you thought to do me bad, I can't be as bad. I had to turn this on because I was waiting for a call. If you thought to do me bad.
That's a good way of recognizing whether or not you're thanking someone too much. Because let's say he tried to do a favor for you and he failed. How much would he thank him?
It should be that level. That's right. Very good. That's the amount because he tried. He wanted to. It could be Megalgan Zakai, but that's basically the concept. Okay, let's move on a little bit. It's getting late. Okay. Now, this is very, very misleading. And if you give them to Echocha, you won't be so cautious about their covet. Now, it should not be misleading. Now I have Bitochem Hashem, I can be mezalzel of people. Like, I don't need you. I don't need you. I know once a Rosh Yeshiva came to for an appointment for fundraising, and he was explaining, these ideas and this, and basically he told the Balabas, I don't need you. And the guy told him, Rabbi, have a good day. You don't need me. So what do you want from my life? You know, so it's obviously not like that. But it's the pshat is if I have to be mochiach, that's a different thing. But if I have to be mochiach, I won't be extra covered. In other words, I'll do the toichocha according to the halocha. Not allowed to be mevayish the person. So I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to do it in a way that's considered appropriate. I'll be halocha, but that's my consideration. My consideration is not, oh, I better be extra careful with this guy because he's the money bags, and he's my business depends on him, or my parnosa depends on him, or my tzedakah depends on him.
With Rivar, there's a famous story with Rivar Kohler and was it with Mr. Buhner?
Yeah.
Where he translated something that he was, and Rivar said it like very strong to someone, yeah. I forgot the details.
And
he told the guy, he says, no, say it like I'm saying it now. Don't be afraid of it, I'm saying it like I forgot
yeah,
it all.
That's right. Yeah, so anyway, so you're not, because it's all about Hashem. This is...
I guess he understood, or the way he said it.
These people understood. They didn't speak English, but they understood. They were around long enough.
His mannerisms.
They were very smart. You know, like we were by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, so everything's in Yiddish, Yiddish, Yiddish. And we had a letter that was Nagir to his gosh, and he read the whole letter in English. So they weren't comfortable talking. If I care, it was the godless all of them. You speak the language that you speak. And go to, but they knew that. Anyway, okay. Vim yachlimeim lo yevush mehem. Yeah? And, and I guess this yachlimeim seems to mean if he would need to put them down, he needs to embarrass them. Yeah, so I'm not going to be embarrassed from you. I'm not going to be embarrassed from you because if I have to do it, if the din is somebody's, let's say a person speaking out kfira, speaking out against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes you have to stand up firm. I'm not going to be embarrassed to do it. How could I do it? This guy, such a wealthy man. I can't do it. I need him. Oh, he's my business. My business depends on him. Everything depends on nothing. It's all Hashem. The koyach of bitochin, to free us from any fear and shibudim and change in what we have to do properly according to halacha, is neir of oyim. Because there's no other considerations. There's no worry or concern in the slightest for results, for what's going to come out of it. Just do what you want, because it's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the only, he's the only Baldin in town. He's not going to enhance something with a little bit of sheker, because he can't say it straight. Yeah. He says, "Kimo Yishomer Hanovi, VaHashem Elokim Yazor." The Hashem will help me. Al Kain Loi Nichlamti, Al Kain Samti Ponika Chalomish, VeEida Kilo Eivosh. He says, "This goes." This pasuk, I think, goes on a lot of these things. He says, "Hashem Elokim helps me," and helping me is one of the levels of bitochon. According to the Goyin, helping me means I'm doing ishtadlus, and the Chavis Albov Shita is, we're talking for the Hamoinam, we have to do ishtadlus, but Hashem will help me. Hashem will take care of me. Alkein lo nechlamti, I'm not embarrassed. Alkein lo samti pone kachalomish, I put my face like a stone, like a flint stone. There's nothing, I'm a rock. You can't do anything to me, I have nothing to worry about. Veida, ki loy eivosh, I know I won't be embarrassed. Omar, al tiro mehem, umidivreim al tiro. Don't be afraid of them and not of their words. Omar, midivreim al tiro, umipneim al techos. Don't be afraid of the words. In front of them, do not have any belittlement or anything. You are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the only show in town. Omar, al tachas mipneim, the same thing, not to be afraid. Omar, keshomer chosok mitzor nosati mitzchecho. Like the shomer was a very sharp thing that cut through rocks. You hear? I've given you that. You have that power. Why? Don't be afraid of them and have no fear in front of them, because everything is from Hashem. So this is one major, major benefit that we have from the Bitochen Hashem, that anything has to do with dealing with life situations, with people, with a boss, with a business associate, with a donor, with anything, nothing to worry about. It's almost as if there's nothing I have to do. It's almost as if I have to do everything I have to do according to halacha, and you really are irrelevant. Halacha demands great respect, great sensitivity, great hakoras hatov, but that's what I do, because I'm standing, looking to you, talking to you, and focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he is doing everything, and what's normal hishtadlus I'm allowed to do, but even in the hishtadlus, a person has to remember that he's going through the motions. I'm doing hishtadlus because the Torah says you have to do hishtadlus, but it's not the hishtadlus that's going to do it, and it's not you that's going to do it. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.